Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Second down. End zone. Now you can't make the catch. It was there, and Brandon Ayuk, in his first game since the big deal, could not haul it in.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Dude, that was a groany moment.
Man.
Dude, I just looked. That moment is just, by the way, that was on ESPN. That moment
is just
emblazoned in my head because.
In his first game back since the big deal.
Dude, I just remember where we were sitting that night, and I stood up because, you know, like when you're at a football game, it's different than watching on TV because you can see crap developing. And when Brock lets one go, you're like, oh, he's open, and you stand up and you're ready to go and then drop. And it was Brandon after everything that everyone had been through. And so it wasn't just the normal, oh, then I kind of looked to my right. And I hear people say, oh, this is the kind of 30 million.
Grumble, grumble.
Yeah. And I look to my left, and the people were mad.
Second down. End zone. Now you can't make the catch. It was there, and Brandon Ayuk, in his first game since the big deal, could not haul it in.
You can hear it behind Joe's. If you just try to, like, not listen to Joe and listen to the sound underneath him, you can hear the crowd is moaning.
It's not quite a full-on boo, but it's... like, it's groany.
It's not you just a normal about, drop. Yeah. It's a groany. Drop with some drama behind it.
Yeah, I'd love Joe Buck. I need him to go back to the economy of words because all I could hear him say is, Ayuk, open, contract, it's there, drop. Because that's the shorthand of Joe Buck.
A little more Summerall than Joe Buck.
No, but I would always like do the thing about economy of words with Joe Buck because he's really good at describing things in just very few words.
The national NFL announcers through the years, I think, are great at it. I used to give credit to Summerall for this, but I've later learned it wasn't Summerall. I think it was Mike Patrick, who I don't think is with us any longer. Mm. But Mike Patrick on a Sunday night football game, and this is going way back in Niner lore, Sunday night football game, Niners and Bills. And Thurman Thomas goes from the 1 yard line and tries to go up over the top of the pile. And Niners linebacker, I can't remember if Woodall was the one who laid the hit or if it was Gary Plummer, but it was Lee Woodall who picked up the fumble. Somebody just went in the air and met Thurman at the top and jarred the ball loose. And Patrick took it the other way to the house, Lee Woodall did. And Patrick did this whole play was like less than 6 words. And I fell in love with play. This is one of the plays that made me fall in love with play-by-play. It was so good. And it was just like, you know, Thomas. And then it's kind of like what you did.
Yeah.
Was it Woodall who made the hit or was it Plummer? Do we have the play? No, okay.
No, I had it on my computer, but I can't. Can you see it through there?
No, but can you see who laid the hit? Who laid the hit on Thurman Thomas?
Yeah, stand by. I just closed the window, but I'll find it. It's right here. Week 14, 1995.
I think it was Plummer. Someone on the text line says it was Plummer.
Yep.
But it was like, Plummer, he fumbles. Woodall. Touchdown. Like, and that's it. That's the whole thing. And
yeah, it was Holmes who was the ball carrier.
Oh, wasn't Thurman Thomas?
No.
Look at that.
Holmes.
Okay. Somebody named Holmes. Yep. Whatever. Doesn't
number
44
matter. 44, and oh, what a hit by number 50.
Yeah. Plummer. Picked up by Lee Woodall, who was number 54.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Catching fire.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing.
What's up, Fred Warner before Fred Warner?
Must be Merton Hanks, who's.
36?
Yeah. Okay, you are in the bag
right
now.
I can do the Niners from back then because that's when I was a kid. And, like, it's all magical.
Ooh, it looks like Garrison Hurst scored in that game.
Garrison Hurst.
Yeah, I think that's Garrison Hurst. Niners win 27-17.
22?
No, I'm sorry. It was Derek LaVille who scored.
Oh, 23.
Number 20.
Yeah.
And I'm just, whatever. 31 years ago. But... impressive. Economy of words.
Yeah.
But back to the Aiyuk drop.
Go ahead. Yes. Back to your point.
No, the point of the Aiyuk drop, it was, yeah, that's, you know, you wait all offseason. We spent months talking about, will it be 24? Will it be 26? Should he come in? He scrubbed his feed. Is he mad? Are they mad? Will he make it by camp? And he finally signs, and it's like, okay, you signed. You're coming off a Super Bowl. Let's go, Niners. We've got everything together. McCaffrey got his. Trent got his, and Aiyuk is finally buttoned up, and boy, he got more money than I thought he would. Score one for the agent. The Niners lost the deal, and then now you look at it a year later, the Niners really lost the deal because he had a bad start to the year, and then he had a devastating injury, which you can never blame anyone for that. And I don't believe that his injury was because he didn't go to camp. That was just a football injury where... you tear two ligaments in your knee because that's football. But it still makes it so that the takeaway 1 year into the deal is, oh, man, buyer's remorse. And so I was thinking during the break, is this the worst contract currently in Bay Area sports?
Ooh.
The Brandon Aiyuk contract that the Niners are on the hook for realistically two more years before they can, like, you know, I'm going to eat it. And right. Get out of it because they still have a big number out there. Is this the worst contract right now in Bay Area sports?
I mean, it, like I just want to take my time with the question and think about it. My initial reaction is yes. But I wonder if anybody out there has some contracts that they like even less. The other candidates, I guess, the only other, like...
Brock Purdy.
You could, if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we haven't seen him play yet under this contract. But the only other candidates, if this were kind of like a poll or a multiple choice, and you want to put Brandon Aiyuk on there, Brock Purdy would be on there, Nick Bosa would be on there, Willie Adames would be on there, Draymond Green would probably be on there.
Only 2 years, but yeah.
No, and I don't, like, I'm not saying that I think that those are bad contracts. I'm saying I know that there are some people who probably think that those are bad contracts. Shush. I mean, after the way the year ended, does somebody want to say Moses Moody? You signed him for...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Actual money for three more years. And that was such a tough finish, but obviously had ligament problems in his thumb while all that was happening. Anyone else even on the list? You know, I mean, Matt Chapman just signed a big deal. Like, it's got to be a big deal, right?
Big and long.
Yeah.
Well, and just looking at the...
Jung-Hoo Lee's got a six-year contract.
Right. And the Adamas, I just was looking at the breakdown. It's 13.1 this year, 13.1 next year. And then it's 31, 31, 31, 31, 31. Mm-hmm. So this baby's backloaded. So after next season, it's a five-year, $155 million deal.
Well, maybe he's saving all of his numbers for those 5 years.
Maybe. I mean,
now that I know he's only making $13 million this year, I actually feel a lot better about his numbers.
Right. Not such an underachievement.
Yeah.
Chapman got 6 years and 151, and it's even splits, 25.17. Throughout all six.
Chapman has a way about him, though. Matt Chapman has a way about him where he hits 220 and you're still loving the dude. And the number one answer on the board is his defense.
Last night's a great example.
Just another absolute gem last night. And in the moment, you thought it saved the game. You thought it won the game, quite frankly. Padres 2-1, nobody out. Top of the eighth inning, Giants up 2-0. And, kind of a hot shot, top spin ground ball off of a left-handed bat right at him. He gets a short hop, runs to the bag, and then throws an absolute seed to first base, scooped by Casey Schmidt, and the Giants get a double play and end up getting out of the inning and take the 2-0 lead to the ninth, which, of course, then would go away. But in the moment, you're thinking, that's what this dude does. Dude, he wins baseball games at third base with his glove.
Right.
So... if I just throw all those out there, yeah, to me it's Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk right now, and there's a long way to go on it, so I can't say that my opinion is in perpetuity, but in this moment, that is the contract about which I am most uncomfortable in Bay Area sports. Yes.
And you're sitting right now with a dead cap number of $65.2 million. If you decided... you know what? I don't like his IG activity. We're going to go ahead and release him. Then that's a $65 million hit.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
No. And so you get into next year and it goes down to $55 million. You get to 2027 and the dead cap is only $21 million. So really you're looking at a two-year contract for Ayuk from this point forward where it's this upcoming year. He's going to miss at least a fourth of it, I believe. And then the following year where his cap hit goes up to $15 million, 2027, his cap hit is $41.4 million. So, honestly, the Ayuk contract in all practicality is just a two-year deal. And after 2 years, if things aren't going in the right direction, you probably won't want to pay him $41.4 million unless he's playing like a top eight receiver.
The first two text messages that came through on our board as far as the worst current contract, it's a contract that I didn't bring up with all those that I just threw out there.
Oh,
what
Schmidt.
What do you think it is? Not a name that I brought up. First two texts, two totally different numbers, both brought it up.
Just boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Man.
So by the way, here, let me reset what I said. It's not Ayuk. It's not Bosa. It's not Purdy. It's not Adamas. It's not Draymond.
It's not Chapman.
It's not Chappie. It's not Jung-Hoo Lee. The first two texts are the exact same as the worst current contract in Bay Area sports.
The only thing I could think of would be Jimmy Butler. Lucas?
Give him a ding.
Oh!
Jimmy Butler.
I'm waiting.
He's looking for it.
Man.
That is
delayed gratification.
That's a hell of a bar.
Thank
there
you.
It is.
I'll take it. Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Well, see? And it, like... Mm.
That's acid. Recency.
Well, right. Really, really recency.
Super recency, yep.
I mean, that, and that's the comment I made yesterday with regard to whatever you're feeling about the Warriors, in my opinion, what I've noticed with a lot of Warrior fans, it is all frustration that is actually the result of a Steph Curry hamstring injury. And it gets directed everywhere else. Steve Kerr ruined XYZ, Jonathan Kuminga situation, Jimmy Butler is not a dude anymore. You're paying him this amount. He should be able to step forward and win a game by himself. Whatever Warrior opinion you have, I kind of feel like it revolves around the fact that suddenly Steph Curry wasn't available for four games. And we forgot that they were really good. Like Jimmy Butler, dude, if you enjoyed any of the playoffs at all with the Warriors, you should love the fact that Jimmy Butler's here. None of that happens without him. Not even close.
Yeah, you're probably a play-in team.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I think you still get the 10 seed, but I don't know if you make it out of the play-in. Yeah. And if you face OKC in the first round, I think you get motorboated because they've been the best team all regular season. And once they got over their Denver problem, they've been amazing again. And I think that they're going to have a pretty relatively easy time with Indiana if the NBA Finals actually ever begin.
Yeah.
And I know that they like to do fixed dates because it's good for TV, but I think that it hurts you as far as like the casual fan because it's going to be, what, 4 or 5 days between the Knicks-Pacers game and the actual start of the finals?
What was it? It ended Sunday,
was it Saturday,
right?
Or no, Sunday?
I think it ended Sunday.
Okay.
It ended Sunday. And
so 4 days, yeah.
Tomorrow night is game one.
Right, and then game two is, again, Sunday. So
right, of course.
I just think you lose a little bit of momentum, but I understand why they do it, and they'll never change it. But for the casual fan, I don't know if you hook them by having this much of a gap.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, you know, this is traditionally, we look at these markets and everyone's going to go, oh, ratings are going to be crap or whatever. And maybe they will, maybe they won't.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm oddly interested in this one. Just quick aside, there's some people in my world who I think are pretty smart about the NBA. Who knows? Maybe some of them have actually worn a uniform or two who really firmly believe that the Pacers have a chance to win this series. Like, firmly believe that. I don't know. Oklahoma City's defense versus the Pacers' offense, to me, that's where this series falls, is that side of the court. The Pacers move the ball great. The Thunder, man, their arms are everywhere.
Yep.
But their offense is a little, it just feels off. Doesn't feel like it's quite itself right now. And then to your point, with the break, maybe you fall even further out of sync. And then the Pacers just, I don't know, dude, they've got some magic dust that got sprinkled on them. So does that continue? But I don't know. I'm a little interested to see how this one plays out. I don't know if it's going to be as dominant for the Thunder as everyone may think.
Yeah, I would say Thunder in five if I was to make a prediction. I just think that their defense is really, really good, which will offset Indiana's strength, which is their offense. And the other side, the Pacer defense is good, but the Thunder, with their depth and their ability to score in so many different ways, I just think that they're going to have a little bit too much. Talking about the ratings, if you put aside the 2020 COVID finals, which is the lowest rated finals ever, and I think that those NBA finals were in August or September, if memory serves, in 2020, I know it was not in the traditional June spot, but you've had a kind of slow creep down in ratings. As far as overall viewers by average, the Bucks and Suns in 2021 is the lowest,
yep.
And that, again, is not two massive markets. The one thing that makes ratings success guaranteed is having the Warriors involved. The Golden State Warriors and LeBron, those have been some of the highest rated NBA Finals ever.
Yeah, of
course. Or at
least
of recent years.
Yeah, Steph and LeBron, they've been the ratings drivers for this league for a long, long time.
Yeah, and even Steph in Toronto did very well. That was 15.14 million viewers on average.
Yeah.
And last year, Boston and Dallas, two massive markets, 11.31 million on average. So
yeah.
4 million lower than the last pre-COVID finals.
Anyway, circling back to kind of where we got to this spot conversationally, 888-957-9570. What is, for you, the most uncomfortable current Bay Area sports contract? And yeah, like, okay, I've thought about it now. It's Brandon Ayuk. It's absolutely Brandon Ayuk. I don't want it to be. I really enjoyed watching this guy play football 2 years ago. I thought him and Brock Purdy had a really, really nice connection. This guy is the owner of some very big moments for this franchise. Helmet ball against the Detroit Lions. Like, I get it. He is a really, really good player. But certain situations in life bring out characteristics from people that aren't always the best. And I think that free agency, or I guess the specter of it, he never was a free agent, but coming to the end of a rookie deal for Brandon, coming off of a huge year, I think has brought out a side of him that I don't really enjoy. I think that it also, the last couple off seasons, has brought out a side of the 49ers in terms of their contract negotiating style that I don't really love. And the whole experience was very, very negative. And for those of you just joining, this is brought back up because Brandon has been very, very chirpy on social media just this week. Part of it was directed at the fans. We also believe some of it was at least passively aggressive at Kyle Shanahan, because there is a podcast, Legacy Locker Room Podcast, with a bunch of former Atlanta Falcons wide receivers, where they talk not so kindly about their experience with Kyle Shanahan. And as soon as it dropped, Brandon Ayuk posted a picture of Julio Jones, followed by posting pictures of T.O. And T.O. was in the comments on this podcast, also sort of at least commiserating with those receivers. So is that a little bit of a reach? I guess you could make that case. But knowing where Brandon has been on social media already with this team, I don't think it's much of a reach. And I, for one, I think if you're a fan of the team, I think if you work for the team, for them to break off that contract and then have him drop balls, get hurt, and then still keep barking on social media is not acceptable. It's just flat out not acceptable. You can't do that. The rest of this team is getting ready now for week one. You're probably not going to be there almost definitely. They're all signed. Trent Williams was there today. Mini camp is next week. Everybody is feeling good. And you took that moment to go to social media. So you can do whatever you want with your platforms, but if I'm Brandon Ayuk, dude, you got to get the fans and the Niners out of your crosshairs. I just think that's a terrible look.
I just think that it's not the way that I would conduct myself as an injured player in the offseason. And of course, he's allowed to do whatever he wants on social media, and he's chosen routinely to take this tack, and I don't think that it is endearing him to the greater 49er fan base. And you know, you talk about the contract itself, because the question is worst Bay Area contracts currently in the Bay Area, and if they were to trade him right now, there'd be a dead cap hit of about $38 million over the next 2 years. They can absorb that because they have cap room. If they outright release him, the cap hit right now would be about $65 million over the next 2 years. And so the thing about Brandon's deal, when you look deep inside it, yeah, he got $30 million a year, right? That was the big sticker shock number, but only 45 of it is guaranteed at signing. So you get through this year and next year, it would be relatively easy for the 49ers to make a move on Brandon Ayuk
with it. Right, but that's a long time from now.
It is, but even if you get through this year, you get to next year, then you get past June 1st, and you know the cap hits become a little bit less than two.
Let's go to Will in Redwood. Hi, Will. Thank you for calling. What's up? Will.
Will's in the car wash. Hey, Will.
There you are. Yeah, what's going on?
Sorry, dude. I'm on Vasco in traffic. My bad.
Yeah, all good.
Hey, so I just kind of wanted to I wanted to give kind of an experience that I had. So I played at LMC in Pittsburgh baseball, and we had a lot of D1 bounce backs. And one of the best things was seeing those D1 players think that they were awesome, thinking that they were all that, and me working harder than them. And basically, I won a starting position over a D1 bounce back. And what I think these guys, these draft players and everybody like that, they should be just licking their chops and working harder.
Well, I would love to see that. Yeah, Will, thank you very much.
Drive safe, Will. Vasco Road is very, very dangerous.
Well, it sounds windy out there, even though I don't know that it is.
Always windy. Vasco Road is when you go from Livermore and you go over the hill toward Antioch, basically.
Yeah. No, I've been on it.
It's the back door there. And LMC is Los Medanos College right there in Pittsburgh.
I did not know what he was referring to when he said that, so thank you for that information.
Yes, I speak Livermore Valley, for sure.
You speak Deep East Bay.
No doubt.
Yeah. Okay, well... Anyway, the larger point is a fair one, at least where my mind goes when I hear him say that. Like, I don't know, man. Brandon Ayuk is certainly not the only offender on this one. You just wish that when a contract gets signed, a guy doesn't think to himself, I earned that for what I already did, and so now I can either relax or start clapping back at people. Instead, think to yourself, okay, I have to keep earning that. Or, oh, by the way, go earn the next one, right? You're still in your 20s. Earn the next one, too. But it feels very much like, Brandon had a bad experience last offseason. That bad experience continues. And now as other people share their bad experiences with Brandon Ayuk, it's getting to him. It's getting to him. Rather than just, like, block it out and get yourself ready to play football is the only way it's going away.
Right, and I just was flashing on last year when he came into training camp and he was wearing the wrong shorts.
Yes.
And, you know, the coach came over to him. First, I think the position coach came over and said, you know, we're not wearing those. And then Shanahan had to come over and say, we're going to need, you know, you to be in different shorts. And you could see Kyle Shanahan's face like, am I really doing this? Yeah. Is this what I'm doing here at practice of a 49er professional sports situation?
It's kind of gotten exhausting. That's kind of where I'm at.
A little bit, yeah.
It's gotten exhausting. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. What is your most uncomfortable current Bay Area sports contract? We will take your calls 888-957-9570. We will also get back to what has been a newsy and big day for the San Francisco Giants. Three players are gone from the roster. Two new starters in the lineup tonight. A lot of it circles around Bryce Eldridge as well, their top prospect. We'll get to all of that and continue to take your calls on Willard and Dibbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.